This is BI Radio.
Hi, I'm Delaney Turner with IBM, and today I'm speaking with Madden Shannon. Madden is the Principal Analyst BI Technologies for the UK research firm Ovum. Madden, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
I'd like to get your perspective on a lot of broad general topics, because you have a kind of a unique and broad perspective on the industry that you followed for quite a while. Mm-hmm. The BI industry at one point seemed to be about metadata. It seemed to be about performance tuning in the applications, really down in the weeds kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. What we're hearing now is more about people, process changes, culture changes. I was wondering if that would be a fair assessment and give us your perspective about that.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty fair assessment. I think it all stems down from two factors. First factor is related to end users, and the second one is related to vendors. Mm-hmm. From the end user perspective, the BI discussion used to be an IT discussion, which is why probably we had all these discussions about the plumbing, mm-hmm. Of how you get the metadata, the data in there, the servers that are required, the performance aspects of running BI queries, how mm-hmm. it's going to impact the network, stuff like that. So it's very low level discussions, probably down on an IT perspective. Mm-hmm. I think that's changed now because the way the technology has advanced and the way people are looking at business intelligence as a business application as opposed to an IT mm-hmm. Controlled application, they're taking more control. Mm-hmm. So that's reflected in the types of applications and tools we're seeing, which are aimed more at business users. They're somehow, in many ways, take IT out of the equation in terms of implementation and mm-hmm. even running and maintaining and managing it mm-hmm. as well. So from that perspective, that's why, the focus has been on, rather than the plumbing issues, is really to how we can use these tools to get business advantage and value mm-hmm. from our business processes and how we can affect business change, mm-hmm. and that also reflects to the business culture in terms mm-hmm. of the decision-making culture. So the second aspect is really related mm-hmm. to vendors. And I think it really comes down to the fact that vendors like Cognos, some of your competitors as well mm-hmm. that have been required, have really shifted the focus from having to provide an integrated platform. So mm-hmm. a lot of you guys have been preoccupied with making sure you have a consistent platform, rationalizing technology. And I think now mm-hmm. the focus is, now that's been mostly done. Mm-hmm. A lot of the focus is now on, how we can, what are some of the innovative applications that we can do to really transform businesses. Mm-hmm. So again, the discussion again shifts from the IT side mm-hmm. to the business side.
Companies, we heard this morning, are going back to the basics and looking for ways to manage risk, improve profitability, find new opportunities, and really, really focus on that. How do you see companies using BI and performance management in those efforts?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think it's very topical at the moment. I always thought that BI was a tool for the best of times and the worst of times. Mm-hmm. For many companies, it is your best recession-fighting tool at the moment. Mm-hmm. In good times, BI helps you, to grow, get ahead of your competitors. In bad times, it helps you save, cut costs, which is what everybody's trying to do here. Mm-hmm. But also to optimize and leverage what you have in place already to squeeze as much efficiency and value from your existing IT infrastructure, but also mm-hmm. your existing processes, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So I think companies are really looking at business intelligence, not just as a cost savings tool, but also as an opportunity to, in many ways, a recession, not only, makes companies hunker down, but for the smarter companies, they mm-hmm. really see an opportunity. Now, there's always opportunities out there, and particularly when other companies, your competitors, are struggling. Mm-hmm. And I think BI can really help companies to move ahead of the pack in that sense.
I'd like to talk more about the future now. We heard this morning about some key trends that are making themselves felt in companies. Cloud computing is one, predictive analytics, social networks. How do you see these trends playing out in companies, and then what is their connection or influence on BI?
Yeah, another good question. I think having looked at the industry now for 10, 15 years, the market is awash with buzzwords.
Yeah.
And I think companies have to be a little bit careful about, I call it separating the wheat from the chaff. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of good stuff out there, but there's a lot of stuff that is, companies are not really ready for yet. Mm. It hasn't been a proven technology. Why marry BI with with social networking, because the two are topical and hot at the moment. I think a lot of the trends that we're seeing around, say, you know, the integration of BI with unstructured data and Web 2.0, people have talked about it for quite a long time, but it's difficult to do that. It's very easy to put on a PowerPoint slide. Mm-hmm. So my first thing would be to be, you know, take all the trends that you see with a pinch of salt. Mm-hmm. Having said that, there are some bona fide trends there. That now, most of the trends, I think, the important ones that companies really have to look for are the ones that help them to lower the cost of ownership and of their IT investments. And it relates again to the previous question, where everybody's operating in a tightening economy and with tightening budgets. Mm-hmm. So, you know, trends around cloud computing are very good that way, in the sense of, you know, their ability to save costs. Mm-hmm. Appliance, prepackaged appliance bundles, open source technologies. Mm-hmm. Those, I think, are the trends that are perhaps more important than the more sort of sexier trends that we're seeing around the social networking and BI. That's important as well. I mean, I think that, you know, BI has always needed to get more collaborative and more pervasive, and technologies that come from the consumer side. So Facebook, for, you know, applying principles of Facebook and Google to BI, that's going to continue to happen, and it has value. But I still think a lot of the stuff is still, there's still a lot of buzz ahead of its time. And I don't think companies have really thought out, you know, a proven business case of why somebody would want to invest in this.
Final question now. If you look back to economic downturns in the past, we see that a lot of innovative or new successful companies come out of challenging times because it forces people to think differently or think outside the box, or new ways of doing things. Mm-hmm. We're in those times now. From what you've seen, what are some of the innovative companies, practices, applications, approaches that you've seen?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's been, like I said before, a lot of the focus now I'm speaking from the BI perspective here, is the focus on, you know, okay, we've got the platform in place, we've got it stable, now let's focus on getting some really innovative applications up there. Mm-hmm. So again, companies are looking more towards I think areas around unstructured data, how they can bring that into the decision mix. I think it's a tricky area, because data integration is the single most complex topic.
Right.
New types of data, for example, location-based data, I think are providing some really innovative new opportunities for analyzing information that previously, or an information dimension that's previously been, you know, ignored. Mm-hmm. And we're seeing a lot of good use cases coming out of that. Mm-hmm. Other areas, I think, are more sort of forward-looking, predictive type analytics, maybe automating more decisions so that companies are less preoccupied with, you know, the mundane transactional decisions, and they can focus on the real value add decisions as well. So I think there is innovation that's coming out. Innovation, though, doesn't come from a BI tool. Mm-hmm. You have to remember, it still comes from the creativity and minds of people. And I think BI can only be a supporting aspect of that.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's an excellent perspective on a dynamic industry and some interesting times. Matt and Shane of Ovum, thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Better intelligence, better business. Discover how to achieve both at the IBM Cognos performance events coming this fall to a city near you. See the newest BI and performance management solutions, in-depth product demonstrations, and more at one of our 50 events worldwide. Admission is free, but space is limited, so find your event and secure your seat. Find out more at www.ibm.com/cognos/performance2009. Interviews, insights, and opinions on performance management. You're listening to BI Radio.